Miriam Heppel from the Green Action Group 2011. And I have her on the line now. Miriam, can you hear me okay?
I can, yes, Yvonne. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Now, I gather that the Green Action Group has requested that dry street pastures be listed as a community asset. Tell me more about it. What does that mean?
Well, under the localism bill of 2011, you are allowed to nominate. It has to be a community group, a parish council, or some kind of friends of, you know, a local pub or something like that. They are allowed to nominate an asset, or what they consider to be a community asset, to be listed by the local authority. Now, it's quite interesting because Basildon Council have nothing listed whatsoever. And in the first instance, we rather thought that it only applied to old buildings and local pubs and community centres and parks and such like. But the more we looked into it, the more we saw that it was actually land as well. And we looked at how our group was set up, and we appeared to meet the terms of a community group. So we have today submitted a nomination form to ask Basildon Council to do that.
Right, okay, that's interesting, because obviously at the moment it looks as if the council is quite happy with the idea that that site should be built upon. What would be the effect of it being made a community asset?
Well, the effect would be that there would have to be a six-month delay while they gave us time to put together a bid to buy it. That is if they list it. They can actually reject the listing on various grounds, although we can't at the moment see what they could reject it on. We'll have to wait and see on that. But if it is listed, there has to be a six-month delay before the land is sold for us to potentially come up with local money. Now, whether we'd actually go down that path or not, we don't know at the moment. We'd have to talk to supporters about that and also to other agencies in the area.
Because the sort of sums of money that are concerned, presumably, are at this stage absolutely enormous.
They are, yes. Although I understand that the market value, the asset can actually be sold at below the market value if the community are buying it, which is how lots of groups have been able to afford to buy a building that's important to them in their town or village.
Right, so if a council were so inclined, it could let you have it for a notional figure if they think the case is a good one.
Well, I'm not sure about a notional figure. I'm sure the government will certainly want a significant sum for the land. And can I just say that at the moment, the land still belongs to the HCA. They are in contract with Redrow.
Yes, we did get a report yesterday.
Actually changed hands, and we've had that confirmed by the HCA themselves.
That's right, because we did have a report yesterday that the ownership had changed hands.
Yes, the intention is that it will at some distant date in the future, but the Nether Main project was a very long-term project, and I guess it would be a piecemeal handover at a certain point in the project. But hopefully, none of that will happen, and our dry street pastures, which went through, a rigorous evaluation to be given the title Local Wildlife Site, and Basildon Council was actually part of that as well. It wasn't just decided that it would be called a local wildlife site. It had to go through quite a detailed examination, and it's on the tin, isn't it? Local wildlife site.
Yes.
I think it's going to be quite difficult to say that it isn't an asset to the local community.
Well, certainly as far as wildlife is concerned, there are a number of species that are rare and protected that exist there.
That's correct, yes. And that's one of the reasons it was allocated the title. And also the lowland pasture, it's called lowland pasture, is in decline throughout the country. It's one of the few sites left of true pasture land. And the hedgerows, some of the hedgerow patterns actually go back to medieval times, and I have seen a report which suggests Roman times. Some of the hedgerows lines are exactly the same as they were in Roman times. You know, I haven't looked into that in great detail, so I'm not quite sure of the accuracy of that, but certainly there's a local report on the archaeology which suggests that.
Something about priority habitats, some of these hedgerows.
Yes, that's right, yes. It means they're very important in decline, and there is a priority to care for them and conserve them.
I suppose for practical purposes, for some considerable time now, those lowland pastures have been largely ignored by the people in the borough, because they've been just that little bit tucked away behind the hospital and down towards Dry Street, and they've been used as grazing land by horses. There have been no sort of pathways leading through them, so you didn't have people wandering across them and playing, and with the results that perhaps a lot of people aren't aware of the enormous value of that land.
No, and in fact the fact that the horses have grazed them from Longwood, it's been mutually beneficial, because as it says, pastures are supposed to be grazed, and it keeps up the cycle of growth for the plants and the wildlife that inhabit them. It keeps them in tip-top condition, and it's what they are, pastures, and are meant to be grazed. If they weren't grazed, they would have to be mown every year, and haymaking would happen. But Longwood had a place to graze their horses, and the pastures have done what they're supposed to do, which is provide pasture for animals.
A wonderfully sort of synergistic relationship.
Yes, but, you know, the Dry Street pastures can continue as they are if the ground is if the pasture is mown, but it's extremely worrying that Longwood Equestrian Centre has been forced to close, and there won't be animals grazing the fields.
Now, I understand that there's still a number of horses in residence at the stables, because the owners can't find anywhere within 10 miles where they can keep them. What's going to be the situation if, you know, they come tomorrow, they can't get them out?